A very pleasant good morning to each one of you in our radio audience. Thank you for tuning in to the Seeds of Truth that is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. We meet at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Your speaker is Robert Swain. Now, for the past few weeks, we've been studying on the subject of the Holy Spirit. In our study last week, we discussed the diversities of the miraculous gifts of the Spirit as listed by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, time didn't permit me to go into a detailed study of the last two of these gifts, tongues and the interpretation of tongues. And so let's inquire in our study today as to what was practiced in the first century when the Bible speaks of the speaking in tongues. Now first, the word tongue is used in the New Testament is taken from the Greek word glossia. It is sometimes used simply to identify the organ of the physical body that we call the tongue. In Matthew 7 and 33, we find that Jesus touched the tongue of a man who had an impediment in his speech, and the man was instantly healed and he spoke plain. In Luke 16 and 24, we read of the rich man in torment who requested that Lazarus would dip his finger in water and cool his tongue. In both of these cases, the word tongue simply means the organ of the body contained within our mouth, which we call the tongue. We have in our English language a figure of speech called metonymy. Now, metonymy is defined as use of one word for another that it suggests, as the effect for the cause and the cause for the effect. An illustration of metonymy would be when one might say, "That's my favorite dish." Now, is the person talking about the plate or about what is on the plate? Jesus told his disciples to drink the cup. Was he telling them to drink the container or the contents of the container? You see, we have no difficulty in understanding these two illustrations, and in like manner, the word tongue is used to refer to the language spoken by the tongue. In Acts 2 and 8, we can read, "And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?" What is meant? The word tongue is used in that metonymy sense. It simply means the language. Those who heard the apostles speak heard them speaking in the language of the country wherein they were born. Had we been there, we would say, "We hear them speaking in English." In Romans 14:11, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, to me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess to God." This passage is simply saying, the tongue speaks. The tongue confesses God. The tongue utters words. The tongue speaks in a language. The same thing is found in Philippians 2:11, "And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So the usage of the word tongue in these passages has reference to the words or the speech that is spoken by the tongue. The word tongue is also used to identify a particular language. Notice in John 5 and 2, "Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches." In Acts 22 and 2, "And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence." In Acts 26 and 14, "And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." In these three passages, as well as others, the word tongue is used to identify a particular language, the Hebrew tongue or the Hebrew language. Sometimes the word tongue is used to identify a certain